gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Ryan McKay and T. David.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. See, I came into today all ready to talk about Mississippi State and them being undefeated going into the NCAA tournament. And South Carolina women's basketball had a little something to say about that. Yesterday in the SEC tournament championship, South Carolina and their coach, Don Staley, became the first team and coach, respectively, to win four straight SEC tournament championships, as they took down Mississippi State, previously unbeaten Mississippi State, 62-51. It was an ugly game. Mississippi State struggled in the first quarter to shoot the ball, which they struggled Saturday against Texas A&M in the semifinals, but they eventually came out of that and, you know, wound up rolling over them. They just never could get it going. Shot 3 of 19 from the 3-point line. The big girl, Tierra McCowan, the center, 6'7", got into early foul trouble and only played 4 minutes total in the first half. They went in halftime down 11 and just, you know, they had a couple of spurts, but couldn't overcome. And
well, I'm gonna just say that we have to take everything. We don't have to. I choose to take things in perspective. So, one, it would be more. I would be more impressed if this was happening when the SEC had a lot of dumb, like, good teams. They don't now. Mm-hmm. Like, when Pat was winning, it was a lot of teams. Mississippi won one. Like, other people would win. Auburn was winning. Like, so if she had ran off four straight, you'd be like, yeah, she doing something. Because the conference was even, like, the best conference in the nation. Now, most people don't even remember the SEC being good.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking.
It's like when UConn ran off 100,000 games in a row. They probably don't want 4 or 5 of their conference things straight, too. But is it impressive? Mm-hmm. It's good you won. But y'all ain't had nobody to compete with. Because all the kids that can play keep wanting to go to the same schools. But that's neither here nor there. Congratulations, Don Staley. Good job, Mississippi State. Hopefully y'all can make a good run in the conference. I mean, in the tournament. And maybe y'all will meet them and redeem y'allself.
Yeah, well, in retrospect on the loss, I mean, if you're going to lose, you might as well lose your conference tournament championship instead of the big prize, which is what ultimately you're supposed to be going for. So, you know, maybe this will let them know that they're not invincible.
And you need that. We talk about that one loss to, so your people can get your mind right and don't think y'all so good. This might be that one for them.
I mean, because I've said this, you know, many times watching them this year, they almost play, you know, like they just know they're going to win. And, you know, that's how it was against Texas A&M. Like I told you Saturday, they started out the game poorly. Texas A&M, you know, got out there to the early lead, and then State winds up winning, I think, almost by 30. I mean, that's how they played all year long. Just, we're going to finish it off in the end. You know, they just kind of walking through stuff. And so maybe this will be a wake-up call for him. This might be a good sign for Vic Schaefer. He might get their attention back. And, you know, and it's also hard to go undefeated. You can't, you know, UConn's done it so much that made it look easy, but it's really hard to go through an entire season undefeated, and now they don't have that monkey on their back and, you know, weighing them down, thinking we got to keep winning, keep this undefeated streak alive. So now they can go to the tournament fresh and see what happens. Yeah, but congratulations to Dawn and the team. Asia Wilson, her senior center. It's hard to believe she has not lost a single game in the SEC tournament her entire career. That's pretty impressive. But as we move on,
I put any of my 90s teams up against them.
As we move on to the men's side, the story that we talked about last week when it came to Sean Miller in Arizona, he has since returned to the sidelines coaching. And in a press conference after their most recent game, he refuted all the, you know, the corruption allegations, and basically, there's another story has come out that now refutes everything that was in the original story. And according to this story, relevant FBI wiretaps in this NCAA investigation didn't even begin until 2017. Months after.
Should we even be talking about this like this? I'm so ashamed. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to get it out because, you know, I came hard at Coach Miller last week, so I wanted to make sure that it came, you know, I'd get both sides. But yeah, so the relevant wiretapping didn't even begin in this investigation until 2017, months after five-star recruit DeAndre Ayton, which is the player's name I could not remember last week, had already committed to Arizona, which would have been in September of 2016.
I don't care when your name shouldn't be in this conversation, sir. I don't care when the relevant or not relevant. There's plenty of coaches whose names is not even in this conversation, whose schools are not in this conversation. Like why is this a thing? You know you can't pay payers. So whether it actually happened or not, like, is he saying it didn't happen or are they just lying? So they lying that you was heard on a conversation talking about somebody coming to your school for money.
For $100,000. I mean, I don't know how that gets made up.
Well, yeah, the FBI ain't got no... They don't have no salt in the game. What they get, they don't gain nothing from lying on you.
Well, I don't think he's talking. I think he's more going after like ESPN and the people that reported, you know, his name specifically and the player's name specifically. So the president of the school has come out and backed him up. Obviously, you know, he has the backing of everybody there, or he wouldn't be back on the sideline like he is. But
I take that with a grain of salt too, because guess what? Guess what? That man that we know had the worst, when we talk about sexual assault cases and all, with the football coach. And they was backing him until they couldn't back him no more.
Oh, yeah, Baylor.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Oh, he was the athletic director, the president one, was all on TV at the podium telling him, parents, your daughters are safe coming to this school.
Yeah,
and then 6 months, a year later, all this stuff come out.
Yeah.
So he ain't got nothing else to do but back him. Come on. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep having my outburst. Finish.
It's going to be interesting. Like we said last week, going to be interesting to see where this goes. Not just, you know, as far as Arizona, which is now has zero recruits coming in next year with the decommitment of
I saw that.
Shaq's son,
Sharif, right,
who is now going to UCLA.
Sharif O'Neal is going to UCLA now.
Yes.
I just say this. I agree with somebody I heard. I think it was old boy on First Things First.
Chris Carter.
Not the football player.
Nick Wright.
Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was him. Okay, so if y'all don't want to play the players, go ahead and let boosters or Nike or whatever shoe. Like, if they don't want to wear the same shoes, if Adidas want to pay them, let them have shoe bid wars or whatever. Because a guy, one guy that played basketball, and I can't hear analyst too. I wish I could think of his name. He was like, "Oh, then they gotta pay taxes." And I was like, "Bro, really? Are you serious? Then they gotta pay taxes?" Yeah, I had to pay taxes when I worked at an internship. Like, so what? It ain't like it's unless they making big bucks. And if they making money, you can afford to pay taxes. It ain't like it's gonna be like some random. Oh, this is. I gotta pay taxes. I didn't even make no money. Like, then they'll realize how life go earlier.
Yeah.
So let them make money. Why can't I use my signature? If you want to pay for it, why can't you use that to make money?
They wouldn't be the first 18, 19-year-old to have to pay taxes. I mean,
what? Really?
Yeah. Like you said, it's, like, you know, like.
And he was just trying to act like, hey, I wish I could remember his name. He was acting like the school. Oh, this is such a great deal. I mean, when you think about the millions of dollars that you are making, not all of them. And then it's like, oh, a Title IX, you know, they would have to pay everybody. That's what I'm saying now. Okay, if you don't want to pay everybody, or you don't think they can afford to pay everybody, which I think they can at least pay a minimum wage if we want it anyway. But, okay, if you're on the market and you're worth, if you're LeBron, you're worth a little more than some no-name guy that's the 15th player on the bench. You're going to get more marketing options than that guy.
Right.
So, if a car dealership want to give you a car to drive around so you can do a commercial, let it happen.
Yeah, you know.
Male or male athlete. Because there's some female athletes that's out there that are good enough that people that follow volleyball and gymnastics and stuff, they're going to be just left out in the wind.
Right. That's not a bad idea. Like, you know, say your school is a Nike school, but you are sponsored by Adidas, you know, if they allow those type things. I mean, not a bad idea.
Because why do you get to make a monopoly on these schools? What if something bad happened to me because of Nikes or whatever, but I'm forced to win because I go to University of Florida now, y'all are Jordan brand. And I don't like Jordan, cause Jordan has money in the prison industrial complex, cause he have money in the prison thing, and this is fact, like this is a real right. thing, like mm-hmm. he has some money in that,
right?
And I don't agree with that. Well, guess what? I gotta wear Jordans anyway.
Yeah, I mean they already have shown the ability to make exceptions because Mike Jordan's son wore Jordan sneakers at his school. I don't remember which. I think it was the one at UCF. And I think UCF was either. They were another brand.
They were something.
I don't remember the exact brand. They were another brand. But he was able to wear his dad's brand shoes. And I think that school has since turned into a Jordan school. But, you know. But at the time, you know.
If I want to wear Adidas. Adidas want to give me $100,000. Because I don't think Adidas don't care what school you go to. They just want you to have their stuff on.
Yeah.
And they'll make you stuff that say University of Florida, Ole Miss. So, like, they'll make your gear the right color. They can do all of that.
Yeah, it would not be a bad idea to let that be something into consideration. I mean, it would hurt.
Yeah, there's so many of them kids that don't have cars because a lot of them are poor. So I don't, like, it's nice to be Shireen for LeBron James kids ain't going to have to worry about nothing like that. Shaq kids, none of that. But it's a bunch of kids out here struggling. So, again, if I can come and do a couple commercials and you will give me a car to drive around, whether you want me to lease it or have it, why not?
Yeah. Definitely something that's going to have to be thought about. Because I think something's going to happen eventually. As much as people
want to fight against it. And y'all get to keep all that money that you don't want to share.
That's the biggest, regardless of everything, I think that's the biggest problem NCAA has, is they think it's going to be money out their pocket, which it really isn't.
It won't be if they just sit and think through it and talk about amateurism and all that. Again, like, Amateurism, what that mean? Amateur can mean so many things. It don't mean that I just don't have money. I'm an amateur. I could be making money and still be an amateur, like in golf. I mean, there's levels of like I'm good. I'm moving into being a professional, or whatever. But I don't get it. I'm an amateur bowler. But what if I don't make some money doing it? Now I lose my amateur status.
Right.
According to the NCAA.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, like I said, this is something we'll be talking about for a long time, I'm sure. But, because it's going to keep going back and forth with what they want to want to, what they're going to do. But, you know, moving on. Did you get the email I sent you this week with a possible topic for the show?
Oh, yes. I saw the foolishness.
So
I
can't. You saw this about the, and mind you, listeners, I know we don't speak about baseball often. I think Larry, when he came on the show, was the only person that's ever even referenced baseball on this show.
We're like, no, I'm sorry, that ain't what we do here.
But let me stop, because this is a very serious story. But a Texas Wesleyan head coach, Mike Jeffcoat, who has since the story broke, has been fired. He...
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
He got an email request about some information from Gavin Bell, who was the high school recruit from Denver, Colorado.
He told y'all, we don't take weed hits. We don't even recruit from y'all state.
Yeah, Jeffcoat, who is a former Major League Baseball player, replied to this email, and in the email he put, in the past, players have had trouble, players from his state had had trouble passing their drug test, and they've made a decision to not take a chance on student athletes from your state, and this was the line that I think really, and above everything else, really just shot him in the foot. He said, you can thank your liberal politicians. That, yeah.
That's some foolishness.
So, yeah, he decided he wanted to bring politics and, you know, geographical. I mean, it's just so much that he brought into this that make you think, okay, it's fine if you think that way about a certain situation, but think it, and don't say, he put it in an email.
You can say it, I mean, you might be being recorded, but now when you put it in an email, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for everyone who's confused, I know I haven't really made it very clear, but Colorado is one of the, I believe, 6 states now that legalize marijuana, and that's where this kid was from.
I don't even know what to tell him. He ain't. But make a healthy choice, please.
Got you. Yeah.
Make a healthy choice.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's not much more to this story other than he's been fired at this point, but the president of the school had come out and stated that he wanted to make sure that the recruit knows that the comments contained in the email absolutely do not express the value of this university, and we would love to have him here as a student.
I mean, he must have been feeling some kind of way, because it don't seem like, I don't know why he would.
Like I said, I mean, it's one thing to think that way and to talk about it with your people. If you know, amongst your family, friends, whatever, you can talk about, but do not bring politics and how you feel about certain states' laws into bring a possible recruit. And I mean, I know he said,
but he put a blanket on all of the whole state. Every student around that. There's plenty of people that ain't smoking weed, don't care about it, none of that. I don't know how he just gonna make a blanket statement like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just
I'm telling you, he was feeling some kind of way.
Yeah, and he let his feelings be known. But Last thing I want to talk about, I know we talked about it last week a little bit. I just want to touch up on it some more as I've read more into it. Martin, the reboot. Looks like it's going to happen. I guess this was early February where TMZ caught Martin Lawrence, Tisha Campbell Martin, and Tichina Arnold outside of the steakhouse. And, you know, they were real coy about everything, about why they were all together. And I think people were just excited to see Martin and Tisha in the same vicinity together, regardless, because of the way I think their relationship dissolved and what caused Martin to stop in the first place. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to happen. I don't know how they're going to work. Tommy being passed on now.
It's been 20 years. Tommy could have died in a car accident.
He could have died on his job.
Yeah, on his job, and we don't know what kind of work he did. So it could have been a dangerous job. We didn't know what it was. So, yeah, they got plenty of options.
So I know you and I were talking, and, you know, as we were talking about the reboot, I think we talked about this more off-air than anything. Like I told you, I think I heard Sister Sister was in talks to come back. Let's see, as far as, you know, just new things coming out, Coming to America has been rumored for years, but I believe they're finally starting to write it. There's another Rush Hour in the works. Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker finally got on board for that.
We don't have enough of that.
And speaking of Chris Tucker, there's going to be another Friday. Last Friday is what they're going to call it. So that's going to be something. And he's actually going to be a part of it, which he hadn't been a part of the Friday series since the beginning.
Can they afford him then?
I guess so. The movies, you know, the movies are one thing, but the TV show reboot, unless you're just going to really retool it and make it its own, I feel like all these reboots could really just be done in like an hour or 2 hour long special. Let them all come back, see each other.
And that's a burden on.
Yeah, Living Single was the other one where they talked about a reboot. Just make it like an hour or two hour long special, because most time, you know, the reboots come, and, you know, two or three episodes in, people are tired of it. They're like, okay, yeah, we've seen them all back, wonderful, and, you know, the ratings are going to drop, blah, blah, blah. I just don't want to see that happen, because I know all these shows were 90s shows that I grew up on and loved, so I don't want to see all that come back and it just flop. So, I just like it.
Unless they're ready to talk about some real issues.
Yeah, which is the other thing. Yeah, they could come back and make it
relevant. Being funny is good, but they're going to have to grow up like a little bit, because he was just, they're going to have to transition that. Which he said they would, like they would evolve.
Yeah, and maybe make it more relevant to the time. Which is one.
Yeah, it's plenty to talk about that's going on out here in these streets.
Oh, which is was one thing that Will and Grace, which their show has come back for another season after being off air for, many years now. The one thing they have done is make it more relevant to the time. I mean, you can tell that they're making a conscious effort to bring everything that's going on in the White House into their writing and into their episodes.
Okay, so I have my own little list, my own agenda.
Okay, what you got?
What is your thoughts on Lonzo Ball?
My thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, he had a better game against he had a good game against San Antonio, although they had no good players that day, but he still had like 18, 11, and 7 rebounds, 11 assists, 2 blocks or something. The other day he had like, I think 8.7 rebounds, 7 assists, and something like 6 steals, something crazy. I was like, who be playing again? But anyway, what's your thoughts on Mr. Ball?
I think statistically, if you look at his numbers, his shooting percentage is steadily increasing, which is a good thing. I think that was one of the drawbacks on him early in the year, where he just was shooting awful from the field. And that seems to be getting better. His shot selection is better. Everything seemed to be improving since his daddy went to Lithuania with his two brothers. Funny how that worked out.
That's hilarious. And, yeah, he had 6 steals against the Heat. 8 points, 6 assists. I mean, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and 6 steals.
Yeah, then he had a double-double against the Spurs. 18 and 11, I believe it was. Assist.
And 7 rebounds, I mean, 2 blocks of steal.
Hmm. Yeah, I think eventually he can't be your star. He's not going to be your star. I mean, he needs pieces around him. He needs stars to come with him. Which, maybe that's what they're banking on. Maybe they're hoping somebody will sign this summer or next summer.
Hmm.
Well, you're the Laker fan. So tell us your thoughts.
he gonna be like he gonna be just a solid piece, you know. Until he can shoot better at free throw line, I can't have a point guard shooting 48% or something stupid from the free throw line. And I don't see his stat on here right now, but I'm pretty confident it's still too low. And he got some work to do this summer. Because he get to the basket, he ain't got a lot of creativity in finishing.
Not a lot of
flash. Like, it's a left-hand layup, a right-hand layup. He be trying to float a... His shot's so awkward and ugly, it's difficult to shoot a floater with that kind of shot.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Lakers going to do, because LeBron ain't coming to play for us. And, I mean, I don't know who else we could get. Kawhi making up with the Spurs.
Yeah, and the Jordan brand. He's out there asking, wanting more money from the Jordan brand. Kawhi is the quietest.
How much money he was getting, O'Brien? These people got, like, Adidas is giving, what's his name, like $100, $200 million something for Harden.
James Harden.
We know that LeBron got the lifetime thing. Under Armour paying Curry a boatload of money. They show his shoe contract. He ain't even getting 10% of what they make. Like, I don't think his is in the, like, double digits of millions.
Yeah.
So they need to give him some more money. I don't care that he quiet. Y'all better find a way to get him the sneaker, the quiet assassin or something. I don't know what silent assassin. I don't know. Y'all need to figure it out.
Yeah, I think it's more them just being cautious with, you know, because we haven't seen him play since last year's playoffs.
I'm sure some other people out here got better shoe deals.
Oh, I agree. Just based off of previous, you know, if you want to go with the Kobe deal. Kobe, his last 2 years of playing, I think he made so much money, and basically, you know, he was out most of both of those years with his Achilles. Yeah. So, well, just based on previous things.
Speaking of Kobe, shout out Kobe, got him an Oscar Award for their basketball.
Yes. One more thing to hold over Shaq.
Well, he can't hold nothing over Shaq. If they had to stay together, we wouldn't be having a lot of conversations about Michael Jordan and all them, because I'm sure they would ran out 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Championships together.
That was, I don't know what else was in the category. I did not watch the Oscars. But I had a feeling that he would
win. I was
sleeping. You know, I had a feeling his animated deal would win. Because it was well done. And I really liked, you know,
it was nice, the little piece I saw too, yeah.
Yeah, it was very good, though.
I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, very, very good. I think they showed it at his retirement ceremony. Was the first place I saw it.
Yes, that's where I saw it.
Very good. So, yeah, congrats to him.
Okay. Let's talk to the kids for a minute, Brian. Let's talk to the children.
Okay.
Children. All of you that play, you know, basketball or some sport like soccer or something. Well, I can't speak for soccer because I don't know how they start and finish and go. It does not matter that you are a starter. People always ask you, do you start? Well, I don't want to know, do you finish? Because that's really when it's crunch time. Can the coach have you out there on the court? You can put anybody there at the beginning of the game. Or are you playing the most minutes on your team? Like, that's really what's valuable. Playing a lot of minutes and being out there at the end. I don't know how we came to think that starting, yes, we know that's usually the best, you're going to have your best five players out there. But sometimes your best five might not be able to, one of them might not be able to shoot free throws. So guess what? They don't even get to finish the game.
Right.
You got to get up here and sit with the rest of us. But sometimes, I mean, coaches always say stuff like, well, every possession counts. So if I'm playing the most minutes, then my contribution to the game may be more important than some of the starters that's not playing as many minutes because they have foul trouble or whatever that might look like. What's your thoughts on this whole starting thing?
I agree with you.
Because that was some of the reason that...
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, that was somebody had brought that up as one of the reasons they think that O'Boy threw that soup at the coach, that he might have been the deliverer of the news that he wasn't starting Cavaliers guy, J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith. Well, and that's, I didn't know that, you know, that was a possibility, but it doesn't surprise me considering he pouted the first part of the season when Dwayne Wade was starting over him. I mean, he seems to be that kind of person. But, no, I agree with you. I think that it's not about who starts, really. It's about who finishes. Because, like I said, I believe last week when we were talking about college basketball, there was, I don't know if we said this on air or not. I know I spoke about this with somebody. Maybe I was talking with my brother about it. I'm sorry. Maybe, look, I thought it was a podcast. No, maybe it was my brother I was talking to this about. We were talking about Kentucky. And, you know, what would have been if, you know, all these guys would have stayed in college? Who would have been seniors at this point? Who would have been freshmen? But, you know, all together. There was a team that he had with, you know, all those freshmen on it where Karl Anthony Towns, who was one of the best players in the NBA right now, wasn't even starting. He didn't even start his freshman year and that he came out to the NBA afterwards. But, I mean, he didn't start on that team. And he still played, you know, majority minutes. He was one of the leading scorers. And he was one of the top draft picks in the NBA. So there's a perfect example. You know, albeit, you know, obviously it's Kentucky and they're known for having, you know, big-time recruits come to them. But there's a perfect example of someone who didn't start for his college basketball team, wound up being one of their leading scorers, one of their most productive players. And wound up being, I think, first pick in the NBA draft. Wasn't even a starter.
Yeah. This whole starting thing, it's getting to be too much. People, how many points you have? Well, it's nice to average 30 points. If you got to get 25 shots to get it, don't nobody care. Because the next question ain't, our average 21. Well, what's your average field goal attempts? Like, nobody asks that as the next question. I shoot about 19 times a game. But that's not, you know, that's one of the reasons the Mississippi kid, he played for the Warriors. He was a journeyman at the end.
Monte Ellis. Yep.
Monte. When y'all talked about him, and I'm using y'all loosely. When you talked about him, I remember we was, were we together? Was that when I was in 05? When he was still down there?
Yes. Yeah, that was my first year. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I saw him play, because I was, this kid. I was like, he's shooting every shot. Like, I'm so not impressed. He was coming over half court shooting. I was like, anytime he touched the ball, the other four players might as well have run down the court to go the other way and get back on defense, because he was not, and that's pretty much the same thing he took into the NBA. And that's pretty much the reason he's not there now, because he said he couldn't play with Steph Curry. Because basically he wasn't going to be able to shut a ball. And he knew playing with Steph Curry, he was going to have to, because that's another score. And he never learned how to play without the ball, which is partly the reason that he probably wasn't as successful as he could have been. Because he was a talented scorer, but he had to do one-on-one ISO stuff. It wasn't come off, catch and shoot, or something. So
yeah, I mean, it's funny.
To be well-rounded.
It's funny. I think this was talked about on one of the talk shows I listened to. I can't remember which one, but they were saying that there was a point in the Golden State Warriors' history in the last few years before they went on this little run. There was a point where there was actual discussion on who they were going to keep, Monta Ellis or Steph Curry, because they had to get rid of one of them. And they wound up getting rid of Ellis.
Well, I know they're glad they didn't get rid of Steph. No, they happy about that decision. Bravo, whoever made that one.
Yeah, I think the only time I saw Monta Ellis play in person, they came down here for the hoop. We got a Mississippi, here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, we got a thing called the Hoops Fest. It's in the middle of the high school basketball season at the Coliseum down here, and they came down and played. Obviously, him being from Jackson, his high school team came down and played one of our teams on the coast. And yeah, like you said, he shot it every single time it touched his hand, and you could tell he was. I mean, he had the green light because the fans all seemed to be into it. And it wasn't like he was making it every time. He made a bunch. I mean, he just...
Yeah. He just was shooting. And I was like, really? Like, I don't even know how they were playing with him. Like, he was such a ball hog.
Yeah.
In the truest form of the pickup game of the word.
It just, you know, you wonder what could have been if someone would have just set him down and reeled him in and made him see, you know, the team factor. What could have been with him, because he was talented. He got big time, you know, being the way he was. You know, imagine how much bigger he could have been.
Because he was not the true shooting guard size. But he was not interested in passing the ball.
Right.
And so now you can't put him with a smaller guard because he ain't going to be able to be no facilitator. Speaking of which, have you seen Malik up there in Kansas?
Malik Newman, yes.
I thought he was going to be better. Was I hoping for too much?
I saw him play, I think it was his senior year at the state tournament. And I watched him, and I said, okay, you know, he's got some skill. I can see why there's so much hype about him. But I just saw where he would. I just saw there was a potential for him to struggle, and I think that's what happened to him at State. He got up there and realized, okay, I'm the best player on this team. I think he got injured a couple times. I don't think he's ever had to deal with injuries before, and I think he just kind of realized, I need people around me. He's that type of player, just needs someone around him. Because when he played for USA Basketball with, you know, other top kids his age, he looked like $1 million because he had people around him. And I think he's shown flashes of that at Kansas. He comes off the bench. I think he set some kind of record a couple weeks ago where he had the most points scored off the bench for a Kansas player in Kansas history. I think he had like 30-something. I can't remember the exact total. But I think he's not... I think, like you said, we probably expected too much. And we're not getting what we expected.
I mean, when you look at it from when, before his senior year, like, you know, when they showed him, what was it, about 14, 15,
mm-hmm.
had good handles, you know, sinful, athletic. But he never evolved. Like, his shot is not consistent. Like, you would think he would. With his daddy being a basketball player, I don't know how his daddy played, but. You would think some of his skill set would be better, like moving without the ball, actually working on your shot, not to rely solely on your athleticism, because everybody's going to be athletic at some point, like you.
If I remember correctly, his daddy was more, I know he played in the post, and I think he was just more of a junk player. He wasn't really, you know... big time scorer. He was basically, he did all the little things.
It's a bunch of junk players that wind up doing what? Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe his dad just never had the big, you know, a good basketball IQ. So, I mean, because when you play in high school and then you go to college, there's a lot of things that you don't realize about running plays and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he should know that much about having to run a play and being strict and not being able to go one-on-one because there's a fluidness to the offense that, unless the coach got you in these ISO situations, which rarely happens in college. Anyway, I thought he would be better. Good luck, kid. Moving on. So, last thing is, I want y'all to know that Ricky Raff 2 is coming out. I'm excited about this whole summer. Oh my God, all of my cartoons are coming back. I'm so excited.
Yes, okay, Lord.
Have you seen Ricky Raff?
I have. Y'all, T's all excited for Wreck It Ralph and the Incredibles. And, yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be an interesting summer for T. She ain't going to know what to do. She's going to spend so much money on movie tickets.
The devil is a lie. No. I'm waiting for somebody to go see the Panther movie so we can talk about it.
Yes, I will.
I'm just one of my thoughts.
I'm going to get on that. Hopefully, we'll be talking about this next week. Well, before T goes on any more tangents, let me go ahead and say, I am your host, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. Keep Over Line Davis.
And this has been the Back and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah, you can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.